Nida Shirchov Gimel continued Bnos Kusim Yorodea Yud Tammuz Etov Shemay Ben Beis July 1st, 1982 on Thursday.
That's not the Indian of Pekach Nefesh. Why should the two apply to Pekach Nefesh? Well, because there is a Gemara here, the Gemara says that if somebody is Mal, a Ben Shleino, who is a Ben Shleino Mivada, he is not Mechal Shabbos. Because since he's an equal, so he's Mechal Basabal. It's like cutting a piece of Basal, even if it starts bleeding. Only, I mean, Chabura is a Tovia from Zeros Nishome. Whatever it is, Tovia Nishome or even if I can call it Rambam, it's only Shaya Chabura in a living thing. But someone who is not living is an equal, so he's not considered living. So Memele is Mechatar Vashabalme. So Memele, why does so Memele, the two came to the conclusion, Ben Shiva Mechal Vashabes, Uben Ches in Mechal Vashabes. So that it doesn't have reference to the Mile, because the Mile, Monef Shachiz in a Ches, it doesn't involve in Lachem. But that's no Raya. Rashi still applies it to Mile. And the Rambam also means Gavim Mile. Even though the Rambam himself says that if somebody is Mal and Shabbos is Ben Shneino, he is not Bechalos HaShabbos. Even if it's not in there, let's say he was born out of Shabbos, and then he's Mal, the Ben Shneino, the Shabbos is separate, he's only 2 days old. So there certainly couldn't be any question of Mila being Neichet, but he's still not Bechalos HaShabbos because he's Chata Basabalme. But, so why does, how does Rashi explain it? The answer is, if someone is a Ben Shiva, so then suppose you have to put a bandage on the mirror. So you're allowed, you're allowed to tear a bandage and everything. So melee, it's a question, other things, not the melochet that is involved in the chitavol. As far as the chitavol is concerned, so that doesn't involve any melochet anyway, but other things, extraneous to the chitavol. So melee, it's not the Shabbos. That mamish involved in Melochet. I mean, Melochet is over and above the Chituchot. Anyway, so the Beir Halacha, the strange thing is that in Mechaber, it seems that most Rishonim apply this price of Yeshiva Mechal and Shabbos. When Shmim Mechal and Shabbos, we got a Mila, not to Gavit Gachnevesh. The Tur is the one who applies it to Gachnevesh. And the Mechaber passes that to like the Tur. So that Abba Mila Bechess is something that Zayin and Bechess in the Chalmolot, Elim King Gomu Sarah and Tzapah. Now, it's in regard to this Aloche, the Chazmi says that now in the Maise, we should be in the Chal Shabbos and the Ben Shemeimah, because it's Nishtana Atom. But, I mean, without him Kastur, I think that the reason as to why some Rishayim, most Rishayim, explain the Gemara not the way the Torah does, even though the Mechaba Paschut like the Torah. They say that it applies to Mile, but the Kach Nefesh of Ibn Shneino is Licha Shabbos, and Bhorai Rashi himself. Avonim and Sheikhe all of them because of the Sakone. So Rashi says, it's the Sakone of the mother and Sakone of the baby too. But, so we see that Rashi Shifi is that the Kach Nefesh of Ibn Shneino is also Licha Shabbos. How is it? So why does the two say that when we? Why do we still say that? I think that this machlekes is totally another machlekes. The Ramban in Tiras Odom mentions machlekes Hashem. Now, Hoyisha Sheyoshva La Mishbo Umeiso, so is Chitchin, so Mitalkalin Zakin after the Shisarabin, the Chitchin is Pitno, Mitzin is Abba. Even though the mother is dead already, but we have to be Mechal Shabbos because of the blood. So the Ramban in Tiras Odom mentions 2 days of Shem. The day of the Bahagis, that we are Mechalos HaShabbos. Now here, we are definitely Mechalos HaShabbos because of the baby, not because of the mother. The mother is dead. So the Bahag says that we are Mechalos HaShabbos even for a new bear, that is Lo Yotzo Le'ilon. And furthermore, even if the new bear is less than 40 days old, so the Ramban says, in the name of the Bahak, Ramban says, that's one version of Ramban, in the name of the Alach HaDeiras, that we are still Mechal HaShabbos. So in other words, from the Ramban it's Mashmah. Needless to mention, the fetus is more than 40 days old, so then he already has given up an effigy. So Mamela is pleased, Rach Nefesh is here for Shabbos. But even if the fetus is less than 40 days old, so the halach is the mother is not even male. Suppose a woman has a miscarriage. After the fetus is already more than 40 days, so then she has to observe 14 days, because she doesn't know whether it was a male or a female. So Mamela, it cannot be determined. So Mamela, she's male 14 days, but if the miscarriage takes place, let's say, on the 38th day, so then she's not male. She's not male because he's not in Smaya Balma, he's not in Eretz. So from Ramban is Mashma, that according to Halacha is, it goes without saying that if the blood is, the Uga is 40 days, then of course it's Deicha Shabbos, because he's an Eretz. You're not Chayim, he says, Benzin, but an Eretz he is. And according to the Rambam, we are even Yisrof Nisirotzov, and at Chayim Nisim. A doctor who performs an abortion, according to the Rambam, is Chayim Nisim Yishamayim. Unless it's done for the purpose of saving the life of the mother. So he's an Eretz. But even if the Uber is less than 40 days, then he's certainly not an Eretz. Then he's certainly not an Eretz. But he's still on the Chalas Shabbos, because through the Chalas Shabbos, we can revive the Eretz. We can revive the Eretz. So, Omrotei Ochalo, Shabbos Echot, Kedi Shilish Meir, Shabbos Echot. Then he mentions another Shite, the Ramban, and that is also mentioned in cases needed, like in Dalai, that there is, that for the Koch Nefesh of a new bear, we are not the Chalas Shabbos. That Shite probably holds that it's not the Nefesh. But why is a Yisho, Shiyosho, and Mishbo, and Meisho? So is the Taufu and Zaki? Because since the mother is dead, then he is there. Because then it's like the child being locked up in a room, in a closet, in a drawer, in a suitcase. If the mother is alive, so then, and the whole chiyus of the uber is from the mother, so then it's not considered a nefesh. Mashenkin, the mother died, so then the fetus, the meime, is considered like locked up in a chest, in a drawer. So then he's a nefesh. Anyway, like 2 days. As to whether Koach Nefesh of a Yuga is Deicha Shabbos or Deicha Shabbos. I think that the reason as to why the Torah says, and that's the Pesach Mishuchon Aruch, but within it, we can pass the Mishuchon Aruch. When it's negated to Koach Nefesh, so then, if there is a Shittus of a Shemi, that is Deicha Shabbos, so it's something to push us lahok. Especially here, that most of the Shemi do not agree with the Shittus of Torah. Without recourse to the Chazanish, I mean the Chazanish, according to Chazanish, so that the Torah has no application, the Torah Shite in Chadas, Pesach has no application, but without it was. So, but the reason is why the Torah says that the Koach Nefesh of the Ben Shmeino is not Deicha Shabbos. Now, the Rambam says that the Ben Shmeino are okay, but the Rambam says, suppose he survived for 30 days, so then there is a Nisabat Siche and everything. He has a din of a Bechayon. So in other words, he only has a din of an Eifel until he survives for 30 days. But the moment he survives for 30 days, so then he doesn't have a din of an Eifel. There is one Shittus of Hashem in the Vomis, a very strange Shittus, that the Ben Shmeino, who is born, or who is survived, has a din of an Eifel, not the way the Rambam passes, until he survives for 30 days, but until he survives for 20 years. Very strange. It's a pshat in Gemara in Yevomis, Tachpe. But we see that according to the Rambam, even though a Ben Shmeino is a real Kehaven, he's an Eifel, but if he survives for 30 days, then he's not an Eifel anymore. And according to some of the Shemim, if he survives for 20 years. So the question is, what is his status? One option. If he's dead, it's not shy to say, up to 30 days, he's dead. And on the 31st day, no, he's not dead. He's alive. What is that? He was Mahal Mesim, I mean. If he's dead, he's dead. So, and if he's not dead now, how is it that he was considered dead until the 31st day? So, it's not that if he survived for 30 days, so then we say, we mafreya lo mahal. The Rambam doesn't say that we mafreya is not dead. So it means, even if he survives for 30 days, so he's no more meaningful after 30 days. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, there is a difference. Let's say, according to the Rambam, a uber, a fetus, is also a nefesh. So if somebody performs an abortion, so he's able to say, and he's higher recently shamayim the guy. He's not higher recently. So he is an edge. But there is a distinction between killing a yod and killing a fetus, the mehime. I mean, it's not the same kind of mitzvah. A doctor who performs an abortion is not the same kind of mitzvah, even according to the Rambam, as one who kills a yod. I mean, that goes without saying. So there is a difference. So in other words, the halacha of Ben Shmeino, as I said before, Ben Shmeino is only if it's Luke or Musari, it's upon him. So that means he's definitely the kind of an embryo, a fetus, that required an embryological development of 9 months. So if he was born before 9 months, so that means he's not embryologically developed. So Memele is considered of the being as if he still had been made. As if he still had been made. What is done today when a baby is born immature? Whether in the 9th month or in the 8th month or in the 7th month. What is done? He's, 1 second please. He's put in an incubator. And then, in other words, the doctors try to develop it. So in other words, so that means something missed before he was born. So a certain stage in the development of the baby was a myth. And that has to be completed after his birth. So the halacha of Mishmina Arayu was in it out already. Since he is a baby who required the biological development of 9 months, so that means even though he emerged from the mother's womb, but he's still considered as if he still had been in the mother's womb. Until when? Until he will attain that development that he missed in the mother's womb. So in other words, so let's say today we put a child in an incubator. And what happened 100 years ago? What did doctors do 100 years ago? They didn't have the incubators. So they used to put many blankets, pillows, and most of the babies didn't survive. And some of the babies survived that way. So it's again, what is an incubator? It supplies warmth. So they didn't have an incubator, so they put pillows, they put blankets. So in other words, that means, when Shmita Rilke Evan, it means, that he's not a Dakayomi, he's an evil, so that means not that he's dead. He certainly has the same chiyas that a child in Mehibi has. And according to the Rambam, that if somebody kills a child in Mehibi, performs an abortion, he's able to seal of his high religious mind. So it goes without saying that if somebody will kill a Ben Shmeino, Bismar Chazar, before it was Nishtana Teva, he was able to seal it. He was able to seal it. And according to the Rishonim, you say that a new bear does not involve in itself with Yotzoch, but it's the Rosh Hashanah. So in the Chaname, if he's a Ben Shmeino, so he's not even with Yotzoch. He's still a wicked person, the one who kills him. But with Yotzoch, he's not even. According to the Rambam, so Ben Shmeino Ariel Kevin, so he has the same status as he had before he emerged from the mother's womb. So he and Uber Bemaine has a dinner of Nefesh and is involved in the seal talk. So he too. So the melee, and how about his Pekuach Nefesh? Whether it's Deir Shabbos or not, it all depends. Is the Pekuach Nefesh of a Uber who still didn't emerge from the mother's womb? Is it Deir Shabbos or not? So there's a Machalik of Hashem. So the two Shite is not like the Bahag. Not like, but Rashi Shite is like the Bahag. That's why Rashi says, and according to Rashi, and the Biraloche mentions that according to Rashi, the Biraloche doesn't say what I'm saying, but he says that many Rishayim Machir in Kavitu. On the contrary, the Biraloche is also amazed as to why the Mechaber passes it as a Gola Poshim. But of course, the Biraloche, we might say, there is no doubt whether we apply the Hasmish or without applying the Hasmish, there is no doubt according that we have to pass through, that the Ben Shmeino we have to be mechatzot. All right, so go there.
Shir Chof Dalet and Nido Benos Kusim Yerodeh, Yud Gimel Tammuz Hetov Shemim Beis, July 4th, 1982, on Sunday.
The case of Shekhar Gorim is a very strange case. We explain the Gemara according to what the Ritva says in Rashi. That Rashi doesn't mean when Rashi says Shekhar Gorim, Sheva Shekhikim, the Bethlehem Kiddush HaKiddush. So the Ritva says Rashi doesn't mean that the important thing is the Chotchi Al-Gorim. After all, whether she can give birth to a child or not depends upon a certain number of days, not whether it's in the Chochi Akeva or the Chochi Albon or it's the 9th month or it's the 8th month. Why should that be of significance? Even though Rashi says Shoyko Shateki Bibes Megidish Achidesh, so that's a certain figure of speech. That's what the Ritva says. But what it really means, Shippur Egorim means the beginning of the 9th month after 8 times 30 have elapsed. So the beginning of the 9th month. In other words, what it means is, it's 241st day as of conception. That's what it means, Shippur Egorim. Not Shippur Egorim, the beginning, the shofar that announces a certain month, that is the 9th month. This is how the Ritva works for Izash. Now let's see the Lashon of the Ritva. In other words, sometimes the 9th month as of conception might begin at the end of the Chodesh Elul. At the end of the Chodesh Elul. Let's say, suppose she conceives on the first day, let's say, of Av. So yeah, of the Elul 2 months, and then from Tishrei till Odeh 6 months, so you have 8 months, and then the beginning of Nisan. So you already have the beginning of the 9th month of the Chodesh Elul. Each month consisting of 30 days. But suppose she conceives not at the beginning of all, she conceives at the end of all, so then the beginning of the 9th month of the Elul, of the Tishrei Achareinu, will not be on the first of Nisan, it will be at the end of Nisan. So, when Rashi says, Shippur Egorim, the Shefer, that announces the beginning of the month, he doesn't mean that we emphasize, Rashi doesn't mean to emphasize, Davke the Chodesh Elul. The Chodesh Elul. You know, but he means it's a certain ritz, it's a figure of speech. But what he means is the beginning of the of the 9th month of the Tishrei Achareinu. Each month consisting of 30 days. So he says, Umiu, Mashikos Rabbeinu, Zal Sheva Shebez Niteki Mikibish HaKedesh, Nira Goy Nakhte Rabbeinu, Itavke, Shachodosh Hashonu, Umiu Zvi Svore Nanu, Shechidish Shi Shei Yoledes, Himlech HaChachot Shei Hashonu, Ala Hamil HaNiburo, Upomu Shemaschu Chi Shore, Nisei Chidish Hashonu. If she can see at the end of all, so then the beginning of the 9th month will be at the end of this, not the beginning of this. Hello, we have to be able to do this. So he says, Chas v'shogem, that Rashi should make such a mistake. El pivish rabbeinu tzachas loshin hagmorim mitzosei viderech shitu fashay. That's a figure of speech, we say the shaker. Because the custom was, when Bezdin was mechadish tachidish, they did blow the shofar, so the melee that was adapted as a figure of speech for the beginning of the month. The shofar of the ninth month. Even though it doesn't involve any shofar, it's not a question of Chodshi Aluvon. So the Ritva says, V'chos v'l rabbeinu z'aulit is v'zeh. El v'pirish rabbeinu tzachas v'shin ha'gmorom v'zoseh. V'derech shit v'ashem. כי כמסו יש לו שפר לקדש בריש חדושה. In other words, there is a figurative שפר that just as the שפר, you know, announced the advent of a certain month, so here too, I mean, so it's a figurative שפר, it's a symbolic שפר, it means the beginning of the ninth month. What it means is, in terms of days, it means the 241st day. Because 8 months, 8 times 30 is 240. So it means Shippur HaGoren means the 241st day. We just said there Shiv Hashem, ki gamzu yesh lo sheifa likadosh b'reish chadosho, likadosh es hablad b'shalom. Vigam omar shom al shem chvolel, uchiderach shekorim chayom yisrael, v'omar moshe l'melach sheyetzei. So in other words, so the Gemara, in the machleket between Rav Hanina and Rav Chisda, which some is your mizeh mizeh, so whether it's there or it may or, so Rav Hanina mentions the Moshe, Melech sheyetzei l'chayalei sof lifono. What is chayalei sof lifono? Here it has reference with the dam. That's chayalei. So it's a figure of speech, so we see that it's in the derech of the Gemara to use certain expressions as figures of speech. So it's not to be understood literally, but only, you know, in a metaphorical way. So here too, Shippur HaGoren means the 241st day, not the beginning of the Chodshi Aluvon. That's what the Ritva says. And the Ritva says, Chaslei Labeinu, Litis Mesef. Because it seems in Yom HaPoshet, I mean, as a matter of common sense, that we couldn't say Shippur HaGoren is the beginning of the Chodesh Aluvon. The beginning of the Chodesh Aluvon. So it can be like this. Suppose she conceives. If Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes the Chodesh Aluvon, not Chodoshim of 30 days each month, but Chodesh Aluvon, so a very strange phenomenon will be facing, a very strange phenomenon. Suppose if she conceives at the beginning of all, so then she'll give birth to the child at the beginning of Nisan. And if she conceives at the end of all, the last day of all, she'll also give birth to a child at the beginning of Nisan. If we emphasize Chodesh Aluvon, I mean, that's it seems to be contrary to the Mitzvah. So that's why the Ritva says, Chaslein Rabbeinu Litis Mesef. But as obvious as this seems to be, Tesis Shita is to the contrary. Now let's see the Tesis. So when we went over the Gemara, so I explained the Gemara according to what the Ritva says, because that seems to be a matter of common sense. But takes the shita is the country. Shippur HaGoren pirish sheifer shetekin birish chedesh bikidush achedesh shi shal yibo vim teimar veheyich emuchach vichedesh livon HaGoren diu mo chedesh shi shal achachesh chodoshim של שלישים יין מיליין גורים. אפילו הוא מסכו באמצע חידש הלבונו. If Tesis had agreed with Rashi Shite, then Tesis wouldn't have asked that question, because אין לכן עמי. It doesn't mean the Sheifa, the beginning of the Chodesh של לבונו, the ninth month, in terms of Chodesh של לבונו, the ninth month. But it means the beginning of the ninth month in terms of Tishrei Achaleido, each month being considered as consisting of 30 days. So, what does Tesis say? But Tesis, obviously, is chelek on the Ritva. And Tesis Shita means that when the Gemara says, Shippur HaGoren, inasmuch as the Gemara doesn't say, Chedesh Tesgoren, Chilas Chiddush, there's going. But Shippurim, what does Shippurim mean? The show. So, when Beis Din was Mikadosh, the Chodoshim, so then the practice was that Beis Din sounded the shofar to announce the beginning of the new month. So that means, according to Tesis, as strange as it sounds, but that's Tesis Shittim. So, when Gemara says Shippurim Gorem, it doesn't mean the 241st day, but it means the beginning of the ninth month. And so Tesis says the Kashi. How do we know? How can we deduce from the Buddhist memory in the Mishneh that the important thing is the beginning of the ninth month of the Chodesh Rivonot? Of the Chodesh Rivonot. And then, so he says, Hei Chanukah the Chodesh Rivonot God. Diu Mechidosh Shi Shalach HaChas Chodoshim Shel Shrei Shi Deinu Eyeinu God. Ach Lemaske Ben Tzachir Shal Rivonot. In other words, maybe it means that Eve, she conceives, let's say, in the middle of Av, so when will 8 months be completed? In the middle of Nisan. So then after the middle of Nisan, let's say about the 19th of Nisan, because in the Chodesh Elul also, not every month consists of 30 days. So one is a Moed and one is a Choseh, except in Cheshvan Kislev. So it varies from year to year. So the Mele, according to the ritual, so Shippurim Gorim means that Eve, let's say she conceived in the middle of all, so when will she give birth? Not at the beginning of Nisan, but about the 20th, the 20th or 21st, probably 22nd, because we have to have the number of days in order to even it out that we have eight times 30. So it will be probably on the 22nd of Nisan she will give birth to the child. So Jesus says the Kasha, maybe that's the Shita of Rabbi, but Jesus assumes that that's not the Shita of Rabbi. That's not the Shita of Rabbi. In other words, it doesn't mean, Shippurim Gorim doesn't mean the beginning of the ninth month. After 8 times 30, 8 months consisting of 30 days have elapsed. But it means the ninth month of the Chodesh Rivonot. How do we know that this is the Shita of Rabbi? The Yeshleima, the Kei, the Gemara knows Shippurim Gorim. How does the Gittesis know that the Gemara is emphasizing Chodesh Rivonot? Because the Gemara uses the Lashon Shippurim Gorim. So Tesis understood Shippurim Gorim not in a figurative sense, the beginning, the 241st day, the first day, but he understood Shippurim Gorim literally. It means the beginning of the ninth month. So and then Tesis says at the end, Vinire. I mean, it's important to take notice in order to understand Tesis Kashi. So we have to take notice what Tesis says at the end, Vinire. The fourth line from the end of the Tesis, Vimira do Rabbi Yudah Shippura Vites Chodoshim Gol, Vimisabro Vesef HaChidesh, Yiledes Betchilas Chi. So in other words, if she conceived at the end of Av, so she is Yiledes Betchilas Chi. So in other words, Av is the first month, even though it consists of one day. So, Yom Lechot B'Chidesh Kol Chidesh, and Av is already the second month. And then you have 6 more months from Tishrei to Oda, from Tishrei Oda. So you already have 8 months. So then the beginning of the Nisan would be Shippurim Gorim. Shippurim Gorim. Tzvi Nisabro B'Sim HaChidesh Yeredes B'Tchilas Chi. Di Dino Shneinu Arishenim Shlini. Im Kim Nisabro B'Sim HaChidesh Shippurim B'Tes Adel Asiri. El Im Kim Nisabro B'Tchilas HaChidesh. So we see that this Shite is just the reverse of what the Ritva says. That Rabbi Yudah emphasizes the Chodesh Rivonot. He emphasizes Chodesh Rivonot in the beginning of the count of the 9 months and in the culmination of the count. I mean, it sounds strange, but that is Tesis. So Tesis, and how does Tesis know that this is what Gemara says? Because Gemara uses Lashon Shippurim Gorim, and Tesis understood Shippurim literally. The Shofar, that means Chodesh Rivonot, not 30 days, not the first day after the completion of 8 times 30. that 241st day is the way to understand it. But literally, Sotesis says the Kasher again to the Gemara, how does Rabbi de Barabi know that this is the Shite of Rabbi Yehuda? The Yeshema, you came, have no name of Dayoch in the Shachar. If Rabbi Yehuda had emphasized the ninth month of Tishrei Achereide, it means the 241st day. So then he should say, Dayoch in the Shachar. Avol Chadosho, Mashma Chidesh Amibura. So the ritual is on the culture is mitayik from the use of the term chodosho, that means her peculiar month, the ninth month in terms of the day when she conceived. So the ritual is mitayik from the usage of the term chodosho just the other way. But then it says is mitayik this way. So he says, Mash v'chidesh ha-mivura, the high v'chidesh ha-lebon, v'kvod, Shema v'koye, Shema v'lo, amasnis, v'y avraiz, iname, so in other words, the Shema v'lo has reference to the Mishnah, not just to the price, because like this it seems that it seems the Gemara cited the price at first, and then the memory, and then the Gemara mentioned the memory of Rabade Barabe. So doesn't that tend to indicate that the diuk is not from the Roshna Mishneh, but from the Roshna Braise? So Tesis says no. Then Tesis says no. The diuk is from the Braise. In Amushne Braise Mucha, the Yoredes in Kutoyim, Kediktome, Afil, Uchlastes, Yom, Uge Mechor, Lehavikore, Chadosh, Yom. Afil, so in other words, so, since it says that the Buddha is washing by a Chadosh, and in the price it says that if the two Ries took place in the 8th month, so then she is not in the case, then she is in the Bizei. Koshi Soshnan Viseyushi, Viechot Mitchilas Shi. ואפילו בתחילה שני יום, הרי זה יום בזה, כי עיתונה אפילו בתחילה סטנס יום, ולמחות להב וכל החדושו. אבל אחרי משליבון או כל השעת החדושו, אפילו למחות, הנה המניסי ולפרייס מחיל. ועל כל כוחי משליבון לגוד, וכתון אבל קושי של למחות בסעיף שני, ושניים בתחילה שני, אפילו יום בסעיף טס. So, then, שני זה יום הרזביקשי. והם חיכים לו לידע, וקושי של שניים בטס, היא לא יודעת מה היא בחוטים של שלבונו, דיני דרך ליום בסעיף טס, יחילו לידע, כדי שיום לא לבין שם דימו יום יום שם יושו, ויוז מסכות שיש שלוש לשם יום לפני ויבוסו, תעזר עלי מקוות עתיד דימו שם יושו, היא מקוות עתיד דימו שם יושו, יולד עשרה שעה לב שם יושו, דינת בעד משתה יעצר, זה לא יקיים לנו כרבה תסבוי בפרקו, because אם גימור יבוא מסוים במחלקס, if a woman whose husband went to the Midnes Hayam, let's say 30 years ago, and then 30 months ago, and then 30 months later, after the husband went to Midnes Hayam, so she gave birth to a child. So even Rabbi Tiskoye says that the child is to be treated as a mamzer, because a child couldn't stay in the mother's womb, a fetus couldn't stay in the mother's womb for more than 12 months. But if the husband went to Midnes Hayam, let's say just 11.5 months before the wife gave birth to a child, then he's not to be considered as a mamzer. Because we have to be marzik her becheskes kashres, and to say that she conceived before the husband went to Midnes Hayam. So how is it that he was born almost 12 months after conception, so that's possible. That there is another Amele who is Chilek and Rabbi Tisvisoy. In other words, that if the child was born more than nine complete months after the husband left from Midnes Hayam, so then he should be treated as a Vada Mamzer. So he said, "Well, kind of like Rabbi this way to go. Mikolmoki, we come at the old bisitfes, mas name is young the ben tachi, we also have to have that in cautious of base young with his bitsimsu, we cautious of, we reach men, we reach the male, and the 240th day, and cautious of the 241st, we reach the base and the 242nd, we should mucho, shemu we could have said, I'm not as a tashish, we could be cautious of your mechot, בחידוש דס, ועם כל שסוף בריש ממלא, בריש מבייס, בריש מגימו, שנקרא זה הזרע ועם התשליש, אם כן גימו יום מכל שסוף חידוש דס, אלא בדה יש שיפור הגוב. So, ונראה דו, לדיוד יש שיפור הדיטס חדוש עם גוי, ונסעבו לו בסייפ החידש, ורדס בתחלשי, ובינו שמינו ראשי עם שמיני, אם כן נסעבו לו בסייפ החידש, שיפור הדיטס, הבא להסירי, אלא אם כן נסעבו לו בתחלש החידש. Now, that is this sheet. Now, this sheet is very amazing. The Ritva says, Chas l'Rabbeinu sheviteh b'zeh. I mean, that's a double portion, I mean. So it's a double portion that there are a certain number of days, and whether Al-Pidin, the number of days, represent the ninth month of Chodesh Al-Bono, or not, is of no significance. It's a certain number of days. So it's very difficult to assume that Teisves is chelik and the ritual in this kind of mitzvahs. Because as far as the mitzvahs is concerned, so it's a double portion. The ritual is right. You see, the ritual says, Chosrei Rabbeinu, sheyitem hazeh. Of course, it's a double portion. That if a woman will give birth to a child at the beginning of Nisan, in the case where she conceived at the beginning of Av, so then if she will conceive at the end of Av, she should give birth to a child at the end of Nisan, not the same thing at the beginning of Nisan. So why does Teisves say that? So again, we have to say that here it's not a machlokes between the Ritva and Teisves, it's not a machlokes and Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs certainly is the way the Ritva says. But, in other words, as we explained Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says that when she considered Yeledes Dam B'Keishi, I mean, and she doesn't have to count Zayin Kinyin, if the Riyas Dam B'Keishi is indicative of a natural labor, so if the Riyas Dam B'Keishi, if the Rov Riyas, the two Riyas, out of the three. So, if the Rov Riyas of the three Riyas that convey her as is of a male take place in the ninth month, in view of the fact that the natural lady, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so when a woman gives birth to a child. And the 241st day, then it's considered as a natural labor, not as an aberrational labor. It's considered as a natural labor. So the male, if the Riyas Dam B'Keishi take place on the 241st day, so the male is symptomatic of a natural labor. This Riyas Dam is Dam Machmas Vodo. So the male, she is staying or she doesn't have to count Zaniki. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in view of the fact that a lady at the beginning of the ninth month is an actual lady, and since Al-Pidin, we only consider the Chodesh Al-Bono, you know, in the count of Chodoshim. So Al-Pidin, we consider Chodoshim, only Chodoshim Shalewono. We don't consider any other Chodoshim. So what is Al-Pidin consider the Chodesh? A Chodesh Shalewono. And in all the Atir. So if something happened, let's say at the end of all, if something happened at the end of all, so it's considered. If something happens at the end of all, if she so So it's considered, so then with the expiration of Chodesh Av, even though there were only 2 days or 1 day, as of that event, so it's considered our being as if a whole month elapsed. That's the halacha. Yemechot b'chodesh is called chodesh, and yemechot b'shono is called shono. So in Dini Atere, if a certain event happened, let's say, a few days before the expiration of Av, so there, we, in the beginning of Elul, it's considered as if a whole month had elapsed since the occurrence of that event. That's the halacha in Dini Atere. And the mitzvah is, as far as the mitzvah is concerned, so Rabbi Yudeh is made that while Rabbi Yudeh considers only a lady that is in the ninth month as a natural lady and as a usual lady, but if it is before the ninth month, it's not considered as a natural lady. So and but b'mitzias it is possible that a woman should give birth to a child, let's say, on the 13th day as of conception. We have such a record that a viable child is born, even if the labor takes place on the 213th day as of conception. So Mele Rabbi Yudeh says, since it's possible for a woman to give birth to a child on the 213 days of conception, Mimele, or at 212 days of conception, the 211 days of conception, it's possible. So Mimele, but since a natural lady, the usual lady, occurs in the ninth month, of course, the usual lady occurs in what kind of ninth month? Not the ninth month of the Chodesh Levana. So sometimes it's the 241st day, and sometimes it can be the 212th day. But the usual lady that occurs, usually a lady occurs after 240 days as of conception and elapsed. But sometimes a viable child can occur even on the 211th day as of conception. Not after 241st day, but even on the 211th day. So the male, since that a lady on the 241st day is a common lady, it's a natural lady, it's not an exceptional, an aberrational. So, because of any Alpidin, we only can count Chodesh Levana, not any other Chodesh. So, on account of the fact that in terms of Chodesh of Yarchilei, so the beginning of the ninth month constitutes a natural lady, so and it's possible for a woman to give birth to a child on the 211th day too, a viable child, so male al-Pidin, because the halacha only recognizes Chodesh Levana, doesn't recognize any other count of Chodoshim, but Chodesh Levana, so if the conception took place at the end of all, and then the birth of the child is the beginning of Nisan, so in terms of days, how many days were there? Only about 211 days. 211 days. And 211 days does not represent a natural day. That's an unusual day. But since a lady on the 241st day, which marks the beginning of the ninth month, is considered a natural lady, so I'll begin, even as long as the conception took place at the end of Av, and then the lady takes place at the beginning of Nisan, even though physiologically speaking, so that would be an uncommon occurrence, an unusual occurrence, an aberrational phenomenon. But since it is a natural phenomenon for a woman to give birth on the 241st day of conception, and the 241st day represents the beginning of the ninth month, and since Al-Kadim we only count Chodesh Levana, not Chodoshim. In respect to the her conception, also is a natural age, even though the tears, it's an unusual phenomenon. This is the city of the right. Now, when Gemara said, we explained last time, the Gemara says, So Rashi explains to Gemara that when Gemara says who do Omar Kichsidim Orishen, so it means Kichsidim Orishen means that Shmuel agrees with Kichsidim Orishen. But the Rav Amiri mentions another pshat in the Gemara. Not that Shmuel accords with the Chassidim Orishayim, but Rav Yehuda accords with the Chassidim Orishayim. Not Shmuel, not Rav. Because how the Kasha explains the Gemara, who the Omar Chassidim Orishayim, Shmuel speaks. That Shmuel says, in Yishom Yisab Deres Yoyen Esel, in Messiah Yishim Vechod, or in Messiah Yishim Mishnani, or in Messiah Yishim Mishleish. So again, we explain, not that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chassidim Orishayim is not the machlokes in Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs is what it is. In other words, the most common way there, the most usual way there is either on the 271st day as of Tashmish, or on the 272nd day as of Tashmish, or on the 273rd day as of Tashmish. But what it means is that the most common and usual way there is on the 271st day as of conception. But not always is the egg cell fertilized on the day of the Tashmish, because it can be fertilized within 3 days as of the Tashmish. So in Mele, we don't know when the conception took place, whether the day of the Tashmish or 2 days later. So because of that, so the usual lady takes place according to, so not the two takes place either on the 271st day of Tashmish, or 272nd day of Tashmish, or 273rd day of Tashmish. So this is the mitzvah, and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi, agrees with this mitzvah. But it's possible that a woman should give birth to a child, a viable child, even on the 241st day. So the melee, so according to Shmuel, so inasmuch as this is not a common thing, so the melee, any lady that takes place prior to the 271st day as of Tashmish is not considered as a natural age, but as an aberrational age. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, since many times a woman does give birth to a child, and on the 241st day as of conception, so maybe it's considered as a natural labor. So it's considered damkeish.
So if the Rivet explains on the 241st day as of conception, so maybe it's considered Damke. This is how we explain the Gemara according to Rashi. So anyway, according to Rashi, again, there is no machlekes limitzias between Shmuel and Rabbi. Shmuel agrees with the Shita of the Rabbanon. So there is a machlekes in Edim. Now, but according to Rashi, so Shmuel is the one who agrees with the Chassidim of Sheni. But the Rav Amir mentions another pshat in the Gemara. That when the Gemara says, who the Omar Chassidim of Sheni? Who the Omar Chassidim of Sheni? So that is because the Gemara does not have reference to Shmuel, but the Gemara has reference to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda agrees with the Chassidim of Sheni. On the contrary, because in the Chassidim of Sheni, because according to the Rav Amir's pshat, so one does not have to be chashish, even though it's possible that a woman will become misabe not the day of the tashish, but a day later or 2 days later, because the excel can be fertilized within 3 weeks less as of the tashish, that's possible. But the usual thing is that the egg cell is fertilized the day of the tashmish. The day of the tashmish. Even though it's possible. So the melee, the chassidim of the sheni, if the chassidim of the sheni, so did not have to abstain from tashmish amito and Mitzvah Shabbos and Sunday night and Monday night. Because the interpretation maybe she'll be Sabbath in stress after the Tashmish. Maybe she'll be Sabbath 2 weeks less after the Tashmish. Maybe a Mashal less than 3 weeks less after the Tashmish. Because the usual thing is that it becomes fertilized immediately after Tashmish. Not let's say 48 hours or 60 hours later. So, but the Chassidim of Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who agrees with the Chassidim of Sheni. Why? Because we don't have to anticipate that a woman will be misaber and is less after the Tashmish. But the Chassidim of Sheni wanted to avoid a tree of the Kachlech. They wanted to avoid a situation that their wives will have to be Mechal Shabbos, or somebody else will have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Bekwach Nefesh of their wives when they'll give birth to the child, even though to be the Heter, and there was no Yisra to bring them into a tree of the Kach Nefesh, but still there is a Mechal Chassidus not to bring oneself into a tree of the Kach Nefesh. I'm Shabbos. But, so maybe they wanted to avoid a possible, because when a woman gives birth to a child, so the halacha is that the first 3 days she is considered a chayav she has the sakana. And even if she says, in your tzrichan, so we are still mechuyav to mechal Shabbos. So maybe, so the reason is why the chassidim of Sheni, where in Shamshini is saying, Elo Biyobim B'Shabbos, and what it means Biyobim B'Shabbos, as the Gemara points out, it means either Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, or Thursday night, or Friday night, but not Mitzvah Shabbos, and not Sunday night, and not Monday night. So, was in order to avoid not only the late should take place on Shabbos, but the late should not take place on Thursday or on Friday either. Because suppose the Leida would take place on Friday. So the first day of the Leida, there won't be a Mechir Shabbos. But the second day after the Leida, so she'll still be a Mechir Shabbos. Suppose the Leida will take place on Thursday, so Shabbos will still be within the 3 weeks less. Or as a Leida, and within Gimel Yom HaRishayim, within the 3 weeks less of the lady, so in illness is considered a chilesh in the sakone, even if she says, Eino tzrichan, that's the aloche. So, in other words, so that's the reason as to why That's the reason why the Chassidim are ashamed. So Yom Shamshi is the same of Yom Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who agrees with the Chassidim are ashamed. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that if the two Rias, out of the three Rias, took place in the beginning of the ninth month, and what it means is not Chodesh Sholomon. The Aravamiri again is Chilek HaMitzvos. What the Yehuda emphasizes is the beginning of the ninth month of the Tishrei HaAtreida. That means, and that if the Rias take place on the 241st day as of conception. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that the lady on the 241st day is considered as a natural lady, as a natural phenomenon. The Chassidim HaRishonim also agreed with that. And that is exactly the reason as to why the Lohoyu Mishamshim is the same and will be really Shabbos. Because, in other words, they didn't want that the lady should take place on the 241st day, or on the 241st day. That's what we wanted to avoid. Not on the two, they didn't try to avoid a lady that will take place on the 242nd day as of Tashmish. Because that they didn't even anticipate. Because the usual thing is that a woman becomes the Sabro in the night of the Tashmish, not 48 hours later or 60 hours later, even though that is possible, but this is an uncommon occurrence. So what they try to avoid is that the lady should not take place. That the lady should not take place either on Thursday or on Friday or on Shabbos. Because if the lady will take place on Thursday, Friday or Shabbos, then will be unavoidably, there will have to be Mechal Shabbos because of the Kachmet. Now, who is Migdelis Kineinu? I mean, no Rishi mentions that Pshat, but the Mir, he has his custom not to spell out any names of Rishi. So the Rambam, he always calls Dei Amchapri. And the Rif, he always calls Gdelei Apostol. And Rashi, he calls Gdelei Amfoshi. And the Raibet, he either calls Gdelei Amagin, because the Raibet was a Masik, he was Masik on the Rif, he was Masik on the Ramoya, he was Masik on the Rambam. So the Miri refers to the Raibet by the appellation Gdelei Amagin or Gdelei Skinei. The Raibet, he calls also Gdelei Skinei. So he says Gdelei Skinei, Mifoshi, that means the Raibet. But in the Shara Nefesh, that Mishat is not, he doesn't discuss it. So that's the Pshat of the Raish. Miforshi, the other Rebude Koma, the Koye Kisidi. Vika Akushia, the Rebude Daya Chodosha Koma. Whom the Koma, the Koshis of the Trila Shishi, Mitarilo, in Kailin Vido, Reisha in Alephu the Yondo. We have a Trila Shishi Chodosha. This Tiro in Kishmuel, Lohoyo Ritaya Miyem Rishin Adim Shishi. Shemo Ritaya in El Reisha in Yim. Again, I mean, according to the Raibet's Pshat, so the Chassidim HaRishonim did not anticipate something uncommon. They anticipated only the common thing, the usual thing. And the usual thing again, there is no machlokes in Mitzvahs. The most common phenomenon is that a woman, a yelda, should give birth to a child on the 20, 271st day as of conception. So even a Jude who says that at the beginning of the ninth month, and that if the real Gechi takes place at the beginning of the ninth month, that means on the 241st day, on the 241st day, so it's considered a Yomeres Gechi, and she doesn't count on the king. Because even though it's not the most common thing, but Al-Tudin is considered as a natural lady, not as an aberrational lady, just because the average woman gives birth only on the 271st day. Since there are many women who give birth on the 241st day, so in spite of the relative infrequency of such a lady, so it's considered as a natural lady. Memele, it's considered the letter of the case. But the usual thing, that you they agrees, is the usual thing is that the lady should take place on the 271st day as of conception. And then, even though it's possible that the egg cell will not be fertilized and immediately after Tashmish, but that there will be an interval of 60 hours or 70 hours or even 71 hours, because there is a maximum of 72 hours within which it can be fertilized and she can be misadapt. But the usual thing is that she becomes mulberes immediately after the Tashmish. So in Melech, the Chassidim of Rishonim did not anticipate something unusual, but they only anticipated the usual thing. So they anticipated that the child will be born on the 271st day as of the Tashmish. But if they wanted to avoid a lady on Shabbos, because then there will be a Chil Shabbos, they wanted to avoid a lady on Friday, because again it will be a Chil Shabbos. And they wanted to avoid a lady on Thursday. So because of that, So unfortunately that the Zikneinu Miforshim, they are Rabbi Yudah Koma, and the Koyi Kechassidim, V'yi Kehakushiya the Rabbi Yudah Dayo Chodosha Koma, and the Koma, the Koshes of Yitzchil Ashishi Tachinolei. So even though the Mitzies, the usual thing would be to have the lady on the 271st day, but if the Rias Dam Mikeshi takes place on the 241st day, since it already represents the beginning of the ninth month of the Tisha Yachalede, so it's a natural lady. If it's a natural lady, so Mele, this Keshi that accompanied the Rias Dam, the Tisha Yach of Dam on the 241st day, is a natural symptom of the pending lady, even though usually the lady will not take place on the 241st day. But suppose it will take place, it will be considered a natural lady. So the melee, even though the lady took place at the end of the ninth month, but the discharge of dam, the rias dam, took place on the 241st day. So it's considered as a discharge of dam that is evidence by the labor pain, which is at the moment when later would be a natural lady, not an operational lady. So the labor is no more mahmas water. So the Ika Akushi, the reputed Dayah of Rosh Hashanah, whom the Koma, because it's a bit less Shini Tabino, in Kenu in detail, they shine now into the Yoga, they have it less Shini Chadosh. This really is well, Lohoyo, the Tayam, the Rishina, the Shushi. Again, not that the Chassidim of Rishonim held that the Sheikh Vazera, prevent the Sheikh Vazera, even let's say 10 hours after Tashmish, so it wouldn't be clear. It's not the Shaila Lemach, it's not the Shaila Lemach, which is Mitzvah. But the Chassidim of Rishonim agreed that Al-Pedin, if a woman is Peleg Sheikh Vazera within 72 hours, as of the Tashmish, so it's done. Why? Because it's possible for the egg cell to be fertilized with any minute, any moment, within the first 72 hours, as of the Tashmish. But The usual thing is that it becomes mubaris, that it's fertilized, the eggshell is fertilized immediately after passing. So the men of the Chassidim of Sheni didn't have to anticipate something unusual. They only had to anticipate the usual thing. So the men, they anticipated, they took it for granted. Then the lady, if there will be a lady as a result of that ashkenaz, so the lady will be on the 271st day. But, so how is it that they abstain from Tashmish and Mitzvah Shabbos and Sunday night and Monday night? Why do they have to abstain all the three nights? But because the Chil Shabbos will take place not only on the day of the lady, but on the day after the lady, and the second day after the lady. Because Kol Shlishi Yom Rishayni, Nichal Mo Shabbos Shlishi Yomi, Uchsho Yom Shamshi Yomi Levi, when they eat the Tashmish, would take place, Uchsho Yom Shamshi Yomi Levi, Tuesday night, so then they were saved against an ultimate Chil Shabbos. Why? Because Ho Yom Rishay Nale, Be'echot Shabbos. So there will not be any Chil Shabbos. Yom Rishay Nale Vim Chamish. So then Thursday will be the lady. Vishabbos Vim Shlishi. So he'll still have to be in the Chal Shabbos for his wife. And he wanted to avoid a Chil Shabbos Vim Mokim Kachesh. Vim Shabbos Vim Shemi, the Tashmish will take place Sunday night. So Yom Rishay Nale Vim Shishi. So Friday. So will be the lady. The Shamin, so we left in Chal Shabbos, Shabbos still, to be the second day of the lady. She'll still be a Chil Shabbos in the Sakonet. The Shamin, Lelum in Shlishi, Yodei Reisha, Nala Bishabbos. The Chim Pirsho Rabbi, so that's the highest Pshabbos, you know, a remarkable Pshabbos. The Chim Pirsho Rabbi, Bam Yeshe Omru. I mean, this is not mentioned. And the Magia, Rabbah Brom says that, not Rabbah Brom says that, it's Rabbah Brom is. So he says that pshat is not mentioned in Sugars by any of the Rishayim. So he says, the Chim Pirsho Rabbi b'Meshe Omru, Eino shel Talmid Chachomim mi'Arav Shabbos la'Arav Shabbos. So Rashi explains it because of the Yom Shabbos. So the Eino shel Talmid Chachomim is Friday night. But there is a pshat, and that's in line with the Raivis, Shita, that Eino shel Talmid Chachomim mi'Arav Shabbos la'Arav Shabbos doesn't mean after Friday night. Because the Gemara says that Shrei Shayom Kima Shabbos is called Kamesh Shabbos. And Shrei Shayom after Shabbos is called Bosa Shabbos. So that's the Gemara in Dore. In other words, if Yasas Yayin, let's say Kima Shabbos, so that means that the three days before Shabbos. So that means that starting with Wednesday can be called the Arab Shabbos. Kima Shabbos. That's the equivalent of Erev Shabbos. So in other words, when the Mishnah Amadya says, Eino shel Talmid Chachomim mi'Arav Shabbos la'Arav Shabbos, it doesn't mean that the Friday night. Rashi explains that it means Friday night because of Erev Shabbos. But there is a pshat, and that's in line with the Raivitz pshat, that it means Eino shel Talmid Chachomim is mi'Arav Shabbos la'Arav Shabbos. In other words, it can be Tuesday night, it can be Wednesday night, it can be Thursday night, and it can be Friday night. Why? Because why is Talmid Chachomim makpid dafka on these nights? In other words, they want to conform to the zehiras of the Chassidim of Rishayim. In order, it has nothing to do with the Yom Shabbos, according to the pshat. It has to do with an ultimate necessity of being the Chal Shabbos because of the Pesach Nefesh. So to be it's mutter, there is no Nisa, but there is a Nisa Chassidus. So that's the pshat of Yom Shabbos, the Chachomim, the Rav Shabbos, ומיום רביעי ואילך קורא ערב שבת. It's remarkable pshat. But anyway, this is based upon the pshat of the Raibe in our view. Rav Yisi v'Rav Shimon Eimri in Keishi Yisi Amidei Shabbos. So we have three shittes, Tanoi. When do we say that she has a din of Yeredes Dam B'Keishi? So, Rav Meir says, even if it's 40 or 50 days prior to the rain, so it's considered damkeishi. So 50 days in Ichailo, if the woman in the illness is not well, and 40 days if she's in good health. That's Rav Meir. Rav Yude, if it's in the ninth month. If it's in the ninth month. Now again, in the ninth month, so, according to Tesis, Shite. So ninth month means the ninth month of Hotel Mono, and according to the Ritmo and the Ravamiri, so, and according to the Raya too, because the Raya Shite is also that way. So when it doesn't mean the beginning of the ninth month of the Hotel Mono, but it means the 241st day. That means the beginning of the ninth month. And then Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon, and we pass through like Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon, that when she had a din of Yeredes Dam B'Keishi, she doesn't have to count Zayin Tfilin, though the Riyah took place in Meizideh, only if the Riyah B'Keishi, if the Dam B'Keishi, the Riyah B'Keishi, took place within 14 days prior to the rain. Omar Shmuel, my time is Rabbonon. The Rabbonon, that means Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon, that's the Rabbonon. V'chsivu t'nei yoshvu ayu, k'midoso. K'midoso v'lo y'kizivoso. Nichlau, v'zivoso teiro, v'cham yoshvu ayu. 40 days, because in the Tumas Reid of Yeredes Mikeiro, there is the aloche of 40 days. Ton Rabbonon, yeish mikasho esri v'cham yisho yei, v'yizivu ayurabe. It's possible that a woman should see them coupled with pain, straight, uninterruptedly, for 25 days, and she will not have to come by the Keta. Shnayim b'loyeis. In other words, that's in the two last days of the Yidalopiyeim, of the Nizit, which, so she couldn't become as a Mele by seeing on two successive days, only on three successive days. But if the Riyah started on the 10th day of the Mezidah, so on the 10th, 10th, 11th, so only two Riyahs, she's only Mechuyeves to count one per day. And then the Mezidah started. So again, the Riyah on the Mezidah did not require her to count by the king. Only Riyah on three successive days in Mezidah. So Shnai Riyahs, Vishiva Nido, so it's nine. Ubein Shalacha Nido, so it's 11. And then, she had the Riyah's Dam. And then she had the Riyah's Dam, coupled with pain for 14 days straight. So 11 plus 14 is 25 days. So that means that she had the Riyah's Dam B'Keishi, uninterruptedly, for 25 days, successively and uninterrupted. She had blood retired. The Yekshea she discusses Chimishisha in the Lord. The way the Hebrew is a Billy Lab, before the Nanis started. The expression used by the Bryce is the Lord Lab, that means she wasn't the illness. If she wasn't the illness, so she couldn't count for, she couldn't have 3 days, Ries and 3 successive days, and not become a Zavidele. So she unavoidably must become a Zavidele. How can we say? Only 26 days successively, it couldn't happen that she shouldn't have to come. Even for more than, even for 3 days, so it couldn't happen. It was an Amazon. Omar Abshay says, say, even more confusion. Omar, we hold it over. We've got the money. Ella Marot. Horekon. The Yepshia, she is Kashi, Eskin, the Shishayay, the Mokim Shayish Lab, the Lutahay, the Red is the Zay. We Mokim Shayish Lab, Ella Nefo. So it got an Amazon. My time meditation will follow. Again, what I mentioned last time, The machlekes for the Yishkesh or for the Morekesh or for the Yizekeh, not the machlekes in Tzias. In Tzias, there could be a Rias Dam in miscarriage that is coupled with pain, but our Bedin, the Aloche of Damkin Shitoya, does not apply to a discharge of Dam in miscarriage. Only to a discharge, it only applies to a discharge of Dam in Bekeshi in the late day of the Bible child. Nicht in Kasche schon ein Hotel in die Kirche der Schind. Schneid mir ein, sie sagen mir, du bist la Kamilo. Du bist Kirche, die Dauer die Kirche, die Rabbin ist in der Schiene. Wo auch ein Hoche wird hier im Leben, wie jetzt schon in Kasche, ich habe auf den Schoen, die ist auf der. Schaut aber mit Teil, die Dauer die Kirche, was noch nur eine. Und Porsche wird die, wo die Nide ist die Kirche. Und wenn ich schreie, ich habe sie weg, du bist warte, kann ich vorher, mach mal schön schon war, im Kiel auf Kirche, wie wollen wir die Hoche, bevor du auch an die Sache. Not after if there is a rie and 26 successive days, even on 3 successive days. So she must unavoidably be chayeves to come by it. Right. Now, the next mission. Hamikasho b'sich shmeyim shal neteivo, kol domim shirei oteire, achi yetzi avar, v'rebleza mitam. Now this mishneh, Rashi applies it. Now this mishneh has reference either with Madoma who says Yesh Keshe Nifol. So even in the case of the miscarriage, the Aloche of Dam Keshe Toyer applies, but according to the Tanoim who say Ein Keshe Nifol. So the Aloche of Dam Keshe Toyer applies only to a Dam Keshe that is involved in a lady or in a real lady, not in a damkechi that is involved in miscarriage. So then the machlekes between the Rabbono, the Tanakami, and Rabbi Lezer has to be visualized in connection with the case, which is an unusual occurrence, but one of the Chazal, a twin of the Chazal, so were members of such a twin. In other words, it's an unusual occurrence. In other words, if let's say one child was born, let's say on the first of Nisan, and the second child was born in the middle of Sin. That's an unusual thing. A twin is to be born. So there is usually, half an hour difference, a few minutes difference between interval, between the birth of one and the birth of the other. But there is a very frequent occurrence, and that happened with the two sons of Rebchir. So Rebchir's wife gave birth to two brothers, Yehuda and Heskel. So there was an interval of 2.5 months between the birth of one and the birth of the other. That's an unusual occurrence. So this machlekes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer must be visualized in connection with this unusual occurrence. So if Hamikasha b'sich shmeim shal nekevo kodom shirei oteir. If a woman, let's say, within the 66 days of Inikea, of Inikea, so she had a Rias Dam Bekeshi. So if we say that Yesh Keshe Nifol, so then we can visualize it in a very common case. In other words, she had a miscarriage within the Peyim of Inikea. Actually, it's not Peyim, it's Samachrogyeh, but together with the 40 days of Meileve, so it's 80 days. So if she had miscarriage, but according to Mandoma, that's in case you're informing, so the Aloha of Damkenshi doesn't even apply to a case of a miscarriage, then it has to be visualized in connection with this case. Hamikash, let's see the Rashi. Hamikash, it's a Shemisabo of Meitea. Oy Shemishtao, so that Shemisabo of Meitea. In other words, she is a mitiyah, she had a miscarriage. According to Mandoma, that's the issue in Poland. אוי שנשתה עוד ועד אחר אביר ביס חודושים לחוץ. איך עוד נגמור צורוסי באמצע שני? ואיך עוד נגמור צורוסי יויסי? שי, כי מעשי ביהוד אין חייס תהיה, מירת חייה. So, Rashi explains, how is it possible? How is it possible that a woman should give birth to a twin? To a twin, and there should be such an interval between the birth of one member of the twin and the birth of the other member of the twin. Because Bintzies, once a woman became Uberes, she cannot become Uberes again. So it can only be visualized in connection with a twin that were born from the same conception. So how is it possible that one should be born 2.5 months prior to the other? The answer is because a woman can give birth to a viable child, in 7 months. And the Gemara pointed out, אפילו מנדו מה יורדס לטישון, יורדס לנקוטוי, יורדס לשיבו, יורדס לנקוטוי. So what does it mean? Yoresh Mikotoyim, that means at the beginning of the seventh month, so she can give birth to a viable child. That means 6 whole months, 6 times 30, that's 180 days. And the 183rd day is of conception, so it can be viable. And Gemara deduces it from the pasuk in connection with Hannah and Shmuel. Miut kufi shnayim, miut yomi shnayim. So that means on the 183rd day, can give birth to a viable child. So the first member of the twin was born at the beginning of the 7th month as of conception, and it was because of the same conception. But the other member of the twin, so was born at the end of the 9th month. At the end of the 9th month. In other words, one child was born on 183 days of conception, and the other child was born on the 271st days of conception. The conception. So this is how Rashi visualizes the case of the Mishnah. So, שניסב מתי האוי שנשתה עוד גול אחר חביר לביס חדוש ובחוץ, איך עוד נגמור צרוסי באמצע שני, ואיך עוד נגמור צרוסי מסייף צ'י, כי מה יסד יהוד ילחס כי יד מי רבחי. So, the Tanakh says, המקה שביסך שמי נמשור מכי, כל דור נמשיריה, if the second member of the twin was born, in the Tea, and she had the real dumb, because she prior to the lady of the second member of the twin. So she stayed, or she doesn't have to count Zion Jim. Achiyetia Bar, and it doesn't make any difference when the blood was born. When the blood was born in Zibe, or the blood was born in Nide. So in either case, it's story. The Rebeleza Mitam. The Rebeleza Mitam. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Rabinach in thesis. When vis-à-vis the Rabbanon and the Tanikamim, so it goes without saying that according to the Tanikamim of Rabbazer, so I'm kasher is a shmeim shom ikepo, so it's toyer, she is stable, she doesn't have to count Zayin Kiyin, even if it happened in Yeminide. But, so, when we say that Damkeshi in Yeminide is tome, if it's not in Yeminide, but if it is in Yemeteya, so then even the Damkeshi is in Yemenide itself, because of the Kavuchayim. That's according to Tanakam. So in regard to the Tanakam Shite, there is no Machlokes, Rishayim. So it goes without saying, according to Rashi, according to Abin Nachem, according to every Rishi, that according to Tanakam of Rabbezer, so Damkeshi, Zichmeim, Shomni Kenko, is Toyer, even if it happened in Yemenide. Needless to mention, if it happened in Yemenide. But Rabbezer is Mitam. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbi Menachem in Tesis. According to Rashi, according to Rashi, and the first thing says, this is the Ramaskol Dalilov and Yadin Yiskelidi. So, according to Rashi, in the first thing says, so, Kedrezer is mitame, damkinshi, limiteya, ive, ive, ive. I mean, that sounds paradoxical. I mean, not in limiteya, so then it's a double portion. The damkinshi, ive, ive, is doya. But limiteya, so it's double. It sounds paradoxical, but it's because it's based upon a special Zeus HaKosov. That's Rashi Shiva. And Teisei Shiva, the first Teisei, the Ramaskol Dalilov and Yadin Yiskelidi, that while Reb Tanitame is Mitayer, Damkeishi Bimeiteya, even Bimeinige, so Reb Yeitzi, Reb Lezer, is a Kotza Acher, is the other extreme. And he says, that Damkeishi Bimeiteya is Shomei, even Bimeizim. So you ask, I mean, that means it's not logical, it's paradoxical. The answer is, this is Zeus HaKosov, you can't ask any kashas. But according to Rabbi Menachem, so Rabbi Lezer is only Mitamei Damkeishi Bimeiteya Bimeinige. But Bimeizive, since Damkeishi Kedem Leide is Toyer, so how could Damkeishi Lacha Leide Bimeiteya be Tome? That's according to Rabbi Menachem. But let's first understand the Mishneh according to Rashi. So, Omar Le Rabbeza. Now, one thing goes without saying, that according to the Kamer, so Damkeishi Bimeiteya is Toyer, not only Bimeizive, but even Bimeinige. So Damkeishi Kedem Leide is only Toyer Bimeizive, but Bimeinige not. But Damkeishi Lacha Leide Bimeiteya, according to the Kamer, is Toyer even Bimeinige. So, Omer Le Rabbeza, it's Kamachim. Uma Bimokim Sheach Yer Bidam Hashem, Heike, Bidam Hakeishi, Mokim Sheach, Bidam Hashefi, Uma Bimokim Sheach Yer Bidam Hashefi, Heike, Bidam Hakeishi, Mokim Sheach Yer Bidam Hashefi, Elidin Shenok Yer Bidam Hakeishi. Now let's see the Rabbi. Sheach Yer Bidam Hashefi, Kinshor Yoles, Shereo Gimu Bishayfi, Viyoto, Haruz Yoles Bizei, Heikil Bidam Akeishi, Litaro Mizeivo, Litaro Mizeivo, Litaro Mizeivo, so more can shake on the Damashin, Litaro Mikotume, Kintech Mileis, and indeed in Shenoko with Damakinchi, Litaro Mikotume, but few of the Hindus, even in any day. So he learns out a Kalvachemia. Now, so according to the original version of the Kalvachemia, the way it is presented in the Mishnah. So in other words, so we learn out, so the Tanakhama learns out, Achalende from Kedem. Now it's a Kalvachemia. Now Kalvachemia means we learn out, we deduce the homo from the cow or the cow from the homo. So sometimes we deduce the homo item from the cow item. And sometimes we deduce the cow item from the homo item. From the homo item. Now in this case, so according to the original version of the Kalvachemia, the way it's presented in the Mishnah, so we learn out Ahalende from Kedemle. So the Melamed is Kedemle. Kedemle, that's the homo item. Kedemle, so is homo. Ahalende, that's Himitea. So that's cow, because the Aloha is Ahalende, so any dam that she sees is toy. So the Ahalende item is the cow item. Kedemle item is the homo item. So the Tanikame deduces the Kalvachemia, he deduces the cow from the homo. the cow achalede from Kodim. So he says, if in the Chomrei, Kedem is the Chomrei. So in the Chomrei, so there is Aloche. That it's Doreh, Dam Kedem. That's the Chomrei. So it's Doreh. So certainly, Dam Kedem Achalei in the Mitteda, the Kalaite, certainly should be Doreh. That's the Kalachemia, we deduce the Kalaite from the Chomrei, from the Chomrei. So Omer Rebezer, Uma Bimokin Sheikh, Vidam Ashim, Hekir Vidam Akeishi. So in other words, if the Chomrei, that is Kedemrei, so that's Chomer. Why is it Chomer? Why is the Kedemrei, the Riyazim,